have 26 family properties in 10 states around the country, including Newport Aquarium, which we love to own. But they're all family-oriented. They're gated attractions. We run Dolly Parton's park in East Tennessee called Dollywood. We have Silver Dollar City in Branson, Stone Mountain Park in Georgia. So many, many parks all over the country.
How did you become an undercover boss?
Well, CBS contacted us out of the blue. I still don't know for sure why. I think just the theme park industry and the attractions industry and aquariums are they're fun to film and they have a lot of action. But we were contacted in the first year before the program was ever aired, and it turned out to be a fantastic experience for the company.
And your workforce includes paid positions and volunteers. What did you learn about your employees?
Well, I learned that we had amazing employees who give their heart and soul to the business. I think I knew that already, but what it did for me is made me feel their jobs, and the ones who were struggling, I felt their struggles. I actually grew up very poor myself and knew what it felt like at one time, but I think to be with some working poor that I did in the program just made me recognize it again and want to do something for them.
And what did you learn from your employees?
Well, I learned that a lot of them, they give their heart and soul to the company every single day, and they're fantastic employees. But like everyone in the world, they all have issues, and they were struggling with certain things. And we had a employee foundation that had just started, but it was fledgling. And what happened with Undercover Boss is I was able to give these employees some benefits. And after I did that and it got aired nationally, the foundation just took off and exploded. And it was really, really a good thing for us and our employees.
And you were very generous through Undercover Boss. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, our foundation is called Share It Forward. It starts with the employees' unselfishness. They have to give first, and then the company matches it dollar for dollar, and we use all that money to help employees in need. And on the program, we helped one person whose house had been destroyed by a flood, and we gave him $10,000 to redo his house. Albert, we gave a scholarship to at Valdosta State. But in a broader sense, Matt, we do this for any employee who qualifies. This foundation went from helping only about 10 families a year at the year of Undercover Boss to this year, we're going to help 800 families in our company get through some kind of financial crisis. And not only do we give catastrophic aid or partial scholarships, we have a single parent program that will assist children in need. We actually have a health advocate nurse at every property that's main job is to connect the employee to whatever help they need. If it's mental health, you know, we send them to a mental health facility, or if it's doctor, or if it's a bank, or if it's marriage counseling, we find a way to help our employees in this crisis. And you think about 800 employees, that's almost 10% of our workforce.
Why is it important for companies like yours to invest in their employees and in the community?
Well, it makes common sense to us. You know, the level of enthusiasm of your guest experience never rises any higher than the enthusiasm of your own employees. It's simple, but it's profound. I think if all businesses would do this, we'd have a better society, we'd have a better country, and I think business would have a better name in general.
Joel Manby, congratulations on your experience on Undercover Boss. It takes a lot of guts to do that. Thanks for sharing your experience.
Well, thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.